we did see this, and it was proposed to us before. They went back, they looked at it, and they are representing it to us at a site that we felt, as a common council, was more attractive, and it didn't block or obstruct a view of the umbrella bar, that it would have been at a higher point and probably more noticed. And we didn't want an obstruction that looked out of place. I mean, it's already a large enough item. I mean, I definitely want to wish you guys well. If it didn't work out there, I hope that there's enough desire for this type of activity in this type of a complex that's going on. I was wondering, Mr. Martinez, don't they already have, they're the operators of the ski hill, don't they already have a shared parking agreement, or is this a separate corporation being established? And
it's not. Go ahead. So I'm not sure if, I'm assuming we already have a shared, we have some sort of a shared agreement that our customers use the parking lot for the chalet. Obviously, in the summer, we're not using it for winter activity.
Correct.
But I'm not sure if there's a formal
It's a requirement of the PDD ordinance that any use to will is not allowed to use the parking of an adjacent use. You will need to apply for a shared parking.
Okay. Whatever you guys have to do internally.
Because it's a different use.
Well, that's something that you guys can work out with legal counsel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To make sure that that's a requirement. Other than that, no, I don't have any other questions for you. Thanks.
Questions from the commissioners on the phone? And then you're the commissioners on the phone? Commissioner Morrow.
So just to clarify, so I see in the packet 17 additional spaces are required. Where are those planned to be put? I don't see that, I don't think, in the packet.
Not additional spaces, 17 spaces are required. Whether that comes out of
use.
We're assuming that comes out of the shared parking that we already have.
So this would really put restrictions on really being able to use the chalet for anything in the summertime.
Yeah, that's why we have a condition on the resolution that the applicant will need to submit the shared parking easement and also show that the spaces in a site.
Okay.
So, okay. When this came before the council, both of the Schmitz brothers knows this doesn't excite me. We had a great phone call, didn't we? Yeah, so at any rate, this doesn't excite me, but the council thought otherwise, so here we are. So anything else from the commission? Is there, on the special use application, is there a motion to recommend approval or resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for approval of a special use for the installation of a challenge tower aerial rope course upon a property located at 7011 Ballpark Drive within planned development district number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons?
So moved.
I'll second.
Discussion of that motion. Hearing none, Mr. Martinez, let's do a roll call.
Commissioner Hogan.
Aye.
Commissioner Butthart.
Aye.
Commissioner Haley.
Aye.
City Engineer Morrow.
Aye.
Alderman Dendria.
Aye.
Commissioner Leon.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. On the site plan, is there a motion to approve a resolution approving site plan to allow for installation of proposed 50-foot-high challenge tower at 7011 South Ballpark Drive? Mr. Martin, is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Martinez?
Commissioner Hogan.
Aye.
Commissioner Butthart.
Aye.
Commissioner Haley.
Aye.
City Engineer Morrow.
Aye.
Alderman Dendria.
Aye.
Commissioner Leon.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. With that, we move on to business items. Excuse me. I was looking at the motions, not the agenda. We move on to Firestone Complete Auto Care Facility Development. This is a public hearing on a unified development ordinance text amendment for car care facility. on Speedway Drive across from Menards.
Shall I read both public hearing notices back to back, or do we do that separately?
Separately.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, April 23rd, 2020 at 7 o'clock p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Pavilion Development Company, Menards, Inc., property owner, for a proposed ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text at Table 15-30603, Standard Industrial Classification, Title Number 7539, Automotive Repair Shops Not Elsewhere Classified, to allow for such use as a special use in the M1 Limited Industrial District. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of 6223.7d2 of the Wisconsin Statutes and Division 15-902. I beg your pardon? This is the text amendment. It has to go first, right? Yeah. Okay. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of the state statute in Division 15-90200 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed UDO text amendment, Unified Development Ordinance text amendment, in draft form is available for inspection by the public at the office of the city clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft ordinance is subject to revision following public hearing and further consideration by Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Okay, the meaning of the text amendment.
So the purpose of this UDO text amendment, we'll get the hang of this soon. The table of uses for the in the Unified Development Ordinance allows for automotive repair shops not elsewhere classified, the 7539 classification, as a special use in M2, which is the general industrial district, but not in M1, which is a limited industrial district. Upon analysis of the table of the types of uses that are permitted in both of those zoning types, we concluded that it would be appropriate to add this as a special use under M1. The applicant is specifically requesting that pursuant to the matter that will be heard related to their special use. They have a proposed business, which is a Firestone tire repair. That is allowed as a special use in M1. To sell tires, but not to do the auto repair portion. So they made the request, but upon analysis, the planning department thought it would be appropriate to do the broad amendment and is recommending approval of the UDO text amendment.
Okay, appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. I'll open the public hearing portion of this matter. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Mr. Kerner, good evening. Again. It'll be from Speedway Drive.
Speedway?
Correct.
Who laid out that road for there? Did you ever drive in there? It's the worst road to make a turn.
You and I are on the same page.
Not that we can change it. That's all I wanted to think.
We're on the same page, Joe. Yeah. Let's go have a beer and talk about that. Anyone else wishing to speak on this text amendment? Seeing no one else rise, I will close the public hearing on the text amendment. Do you want to just go ahead and do that? Okay. Without objection, let's just move forward and take care of the text amendment. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend Unified Development Ordinance text at Table 15-3.0603, Standard Industrial Classification, Title 7539, Automotive Repair Shop, not elsewhere classified, to allow for such uses and special use in the M1 Limited Industrial District?
So moved.
So moved.
Seconded.
Hogan gets the first. Leon gets the second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Do you need to call roll for that?
Do we need a roll call?
Okay, we'll do a roll call. We don't need to, but okay.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Commissioner Bothart?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
Aye.
City Engineer Morrow?
Aye.
Alderman Dendria?
Aye.
Commissioner Leon?
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. With that, we'll move back to the public hearing for the special use.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, April 23rd, 2020 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in Common Council Chambers, Franklin City Hall, to hear public comment regarding an application by Pavilion Development for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 7539, Automotive Repair Shops Not Elsewhere Classified, which is contingent upon approval of the concurrent Unified Development Ordinance text amendment to allow SIC classification code 7539 as a special use within the M1 Limited Industrial District, and for a special use under SIC classification title number 5531 Auto and Home Supply Stores to operate an automotive minor repair, primary use, and tire retail sales and installation accessory use business, with hours of operation from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, and 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sundays upon property zoned M1 Limited Industrial District located at 10800 West Speedway Drive, approximately 900 feet northeast of the intersection of South Lovers Lane and West Speedway Drive, on the north side of West Speedway Drive near the Quick Trip convenience store property. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of the standards of 15-30701 general standards for special uses, 15-30703 detailed standards for special uses in non-residential districts, and 15-90103 applications for special use permit of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed special use resolution in draft form is available for public inspection in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft form resolution is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
So this public hearing is to whether or not we can have a Firestone store built here. With that, I'll open the public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Is there anyone wishing to speak? Mike, Mike, we're going to, if we need you to speak, we're going to have you do that during the action item, not during the public hearing.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Anyone from the public? Seeing no one rise, I'll close the public hearing on this matter. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions or restrictions for the approval of a special use to operate an automotive minor repair, primary use, and tire retail sales and installation accessory use business upon the property located at 10800 West Speedway Drive?
So moved.
Second.
All those, Mr. Martinez.
Commissioner Hogan.
Wait, I have a question.
I'm sorry. Alderman Dandrea.
I'm just wondering, I've got Firestone on the screen, I've got Tires Plus here. Do we know what the brand is going to be?
That's one of the many questions I'm going to ask in the next item.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Martinez,
we'll wait till next time. That doesn't pertinent to this one.
Commissioner Hogan.
Hogan.
Commissioner Hogan.
Yes.
Commissioner Bothart.
Aye.
Commissioner Haley.
Aye.
City Engineer Morrow.
Aye.
Alderman Dendria.
Aye.
Commissioner Leon.
Aye.
6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. We move on now to a business matter on this item, which is the site plan, which you have drawings for the site in your packet. Can I start off?
Sure.
Singularly most unattractive building I've ever seen in my entire life. Anybody want to know my opinion on that? On top of that, Alderman Dandrea, you've got a comment?
Well, I understand your comment, Mayor. Yeah, they're not the prettiest of buildings, but I am a little bit confused. Maybe someone can inform us a little bit about the parent company and the branding that is perceived to be on the building that's going to be at this location in Franklin.
Okay, now it's time for the applicant. It's okay. Mike, hold on 1 second. All right, go back again with the ownership.
The ownership of the property, our company is Pavilion Development Company, and we will be the developer owning the property. But the ownership of the business operation will be Bridgestone Retail Operations, and they have multiple brands, amongst our Firestone and Tires Plus, and that's where the confusion came in here on the plan set.
So talk to us about the design of the building. What are you going to do to make this look like something not design plan A off the shelf? Because the north side of the building faces one of the most traveled streets in the city. And frankly, if this is it, I'm a no vote.
Okay, well, what we've done so far, I'm happy to talk about other things that we can do. What we've done so far is the original plan has brick up to about a 4-foot elevation on the wainscot. Working with planning staff, it was indicated that needed to be much more brick. So we brought brick up above the bay doors. Looking at the north side of the building, one thing that came to mind as I was looking at the plans, there's a raised element on the east end of the building. We could provide a similar raised element on the west end of the building, just to provide a little more, you know, height variation, a little more character. I was also looking at the landscape plan. We have a number of utilities we're working around there on the north side of the building, but we can enhance the landscaping on the north side of the plant. By the nature of the building, there's a lot of activity and a lot going on the south side, simply because there are the bay doors and the customer entrance around the east side, which we just don't have those elements that's going on the west and north side. But we do have an opportunity looking at this to enhance the landscaping, if that would be a suggestion that everyone would think would make some sense.
Yeah, no.
No. I mean,
Alderman Dandre.
You know, I'd be looking at you dressing up the exterior of the building. Is this just cinder block, or is it going to be a split face with some texture?
No, this is actually a brick. It's brick. There's an ephes, you know, accent, you know, band around the top, but it's brick up to that height of 14 feet 8 inches.
What size brick?
And we do also have our architect, the civil engineer, on the line if we have some technical questions. I believe it's a standard size brick. It's not the oversized brick that's on the Menards building. I think that building is just so low, the oversized brick made sense. It's a standard size brick.
Could we change anything with the roof line to make it look a little bit more attractive than just a flat roof? Mm-hmm. Can we put a gable? Some gables on that face Highway 100?
You got to remember, this is also down in a ditch. You got to look right down top on it.